So?
I think it's time to play the game.
We're playing the game?
Yes. We're playing the game.
Do we have to play the game?
What's the game?
The game is categories.
It really is. We haven't played it in weeks and weeks.
Ba-da-da-ba-ba-da-ba-da.
But it's time. One of us is the host, and that person brings up three different categories, one by one, of course. That otherwise would be chaos. Two of them are usually sports. One non-sports, but having to do with something that came up on the show during the week. And you play along in your cubicle, in your car, wherever. And the host today is Alex Kuhn.
Hello. What's up, guys?
That's Spiegel's bit. That's Spiegel's bit. I know. Stop that.
Nobody says hello.
I thought he was going to do voices and characters with that at some point.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Alex.
No,
Alex going to do voices.
No, but at the beginning of the show, you had kind of promised that you were going to... There was going to be a Urethra Franklin.
Oh, okay. All right. Next week, I promise. Each day next week will be a different character.
Well, until then, let's play some categories. Let's remind people of the rules. I got two sports-related categories. We're going to go around the room.
Yep.
I also have a non-sports-related category. Yep. These are timely. They are topical. And we are going to start with the fact that the big dumper, Cal Raleigh, has 32 home runs this year before the All-Star break. There are 14 players in Major League Baseball that have hit at least 32 home runs before the All-Star break. Five players have done it more than once. So we are going to start with Tanny, and we're going to go around the room. 32 home runs or more before the All-Star break.
Is it in the history of the game?
In the history of the game.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Ken Griffey Jr. is correct. He is actually one that has done it twice.
Is it me next?
Lawrence, you're next.
Sammy Sosa.
Sammy Sosa, correct. Also done it twice.
How about Aaron Judge?
Aaron Judge is correct. He has done it twice as well.
That was scary.
Tanny.
Throw it back to 1994, Matt Williams.
Matt Williams is correct. 1994, and he called his shot with the year. Tanny is impressive.
One of the worst years of my life.
Lawrence.
Mark McGwire.
Mark McGwire is correct once again.
Wow.
He has done it. He did it twice as well. 1987, 1998.
So we're 32 homers before the break.
Yes.
Is the category. How about... How about Babe Ruth?
Babe Ruth is incorrect.
Yeah. I deserve that. Doo-dah.
Did we say Barry Bonds yet?
No. You have not said Barry Bonds yet. Correct.
Alex Rodriguez.
Alex Rodriguez is incorrect.
Ah!
So Tanny for the win.
Oh, man. I'm just Roger Maris.
Oh, I like that answer.
Roger Maris is correct.
Yeah!
He had 33 home runs in 1961. The other answers, Chris Davis had 37 in 2013.
Wait, which Chris Davis?
The white Crash. One from Baltimore.
Yeah, Crash Davis had 37 in 2013. Reggie Jackson, 37 in 1969.
Wow.
Of course, Luis Gonzalez, 35 in 2001. Frank Howard, 34 in 1969. Albert Pujols, 32 in 2009. And guys, Frank Thomas, 1994.
Oh,
wow.
That's right. Him and Matt Williams.
Strikes short and never
mind. Tanny, congrats. You're Mr. Baseball. You get to host Hit and Run on Sunday morning.
Yay. Can I put on Ronji?
Yes.
Hold on.
Yes.
All right, we got Ronji, Herb, Barry Rosner, Joe Ostrowski.
Well,
efforting.
Tanny, you win the
fast
first baseball
of Arcus.
First baseball category. We have a second baseball category.
Wow.
And Clayton Kershaw, three strikeouts away from being the 20th player with 3,000 career strikeouts. I have a list of the other 19.
Ooh.
Lawrence, we will start with you.
Nolan Ryan.
Nolan Ryan, number one. Correct.
Walter Johnson.
Walter Johnson is number nine. Correct.
Randy Johnson.
Number two.
Tom Seaver.
Number six.
Steve Carlton.
Number four, correct.
Bob Gibson?
That is correct. I'm going to find him here. He's number 16.
Pedro Martinez.
Number 15, correct.
Greg Maddux.
Number 12, correct.
Tom Glavine?
Tom Glavine is hope for longevity. Incorrect.
Oh, I'm going to go back to my Greek yogurt. Cassie Carlson would hate it.
Lawrence.
Sandy Koufax.
Not enough games.
Sandy Koufax is incorrect.
Oh, damn it. If my the next guess I was going to make is on the list, I'd be so mad at myself.
For the win.
Roger Clemens.
Roger Clemens is correct. Number three.
Is Dwight Gooden on the list?
Dwight Gooden is not on the list.
All right, then I would have been out anyway.
Is John Smoltz on that list?
So we're going to go Burt Blyleven, number five. Don Sutton, number seven. Gaylord Perry, eight. Justin Verlander, 10.
Woo!
Max Scherzer, 11. Phil Niekro, 13.
That's racist name.
Fergie Jenkins, 14. Kurt Schilling, 17. CC Sabathia, 18. John Smoltz.
Had Schilling out here. 19. Dope.
Yeah. Good category. That was fun.
That's really good. All right. So the non-sports category.
Yeah. Non-sports related category. Of course, this time of year, a lot of people traveling around the country. It is summertime. Summertime shy. Here I have got Flix North America's top 15 most searched destinations in North America for 2025. So the top 15 most searched North American destinations for summer 2025. And I believe, Speegs, we are going to start with you.
All right, let me just wrap my head around the category. These are places, geographical places.
Yes. And they are cities.
Oh, they're cities and not like things.
That's what I was trying to get at.
Okay.
So
I got
cities,
you.
These are
now, yes. Cities, and there's one that is an attraction and also a city.
Okay.
Okay. That would probably be Disney World, Orlando, Florida.
Well, Orlando, Florida is one of them. Okay. It is number 12.
Disney World is not a city, Matt, okay? Although it basically
is. That's the attraction. That's the attraction.
It's more of a country.
An attraction like I have for you, Chris.
San Diego.
San Diego, somehow, not on the list.
Oh, no.
I don't understand this list either.
I knew I should have said Traverse City, Michigan.
That's for you.
Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago, Illinois, number seven. Speaks.
Summer destinations. Let's go to New York, shall
number
we?
Number one
all
on
right.
the list.
Lawrence, you and I.
I have an attraction, but it's... I'm going to guess the Grand Canyon.
That is incorrect.
Damn it!
I thought that was a fine guess.
But I like where you're going there.
Wow. Hot out there.
So San Diego and Grand Canyon equals bad by these people searching
good,
things.
Good job,
too hot.
Flix. Way
too
to go.
Hot. Yeah.
Very reputable source, normally.
Oh, yeah. Flix. Is that with a YX? What is that?
Triple
X.
Flix, that sounds like a movie website. What are you doing?
For the win, Speaks.
And it's not bad. Like, the southern rim of the Grand Canyon this time of year is totally fine.
How about Los Angeles, California?
Los Angeles, California, number three.
Okay. Absurd.
It's ridiculous.
What? That is ridiculous. Right.
Well, what about, like, Cape Cod, Nantucket? I was going to go there next.
See,
are those there?
See, that's the thing. Like, I think of summertime as an opportunity to go to those northern places that are lovely
well,
in the summer.
What else
the
is attraction, on the list? The attraction I was speaking of, Niagara Falls.
I was going to
number 13. Slowly I turn.
Yeah. Number two, Toronto.
I was going to guess Toronto.
Number four, Boston.
Yeah.
Number five.
Is Montreal on the list?
No.
It is for me.
Number five, D.C. Number six, Atlanta. Eight, Philly.
Atlanta.
Nine, Las Vegas. 10 and 11, Houston and Dallas.
What is
that? That sounds
mentioned
like a really bad list.
Niagara Falls, 13. I can't help what people are searching.
Oh, you're right.
Number 14, Miami. And yes, Lawrence, number 15,
boring.
Montreal,
you're boring,
Quebec.
Quit boring, everyone.
Alex, it would have been better off if you would have just said, in my opinion, in Alex Kuhn's opinion, these are my favorite destinations to search.
What about a little more credibility? You're fired. You're fired as the host of Category.
Well, guess what, Speegs? You're rehired as the host of next week's category.
I look forward to resuming. We almost made Alex the permanent host of Categories. Not today. It's not happening today, mister. All right. Whew. Man, we survived.